Maine Governor Paula Page announced late this afternoon that he has taken the unusual step of filing a lawsuit against Maine Attorney General Janet Mills over what he claims is her abuse of power. LePage is a Republican. As we know, he's repeatedly clashed with Mills, a Democrat, who was elected by the Maine legislature in 2013. In a written statement, the governor says that Mills has repeatedly refused to represent the administration in court cases with which she does not agree politically. According to LePage, this has left state agencies, including the executive branch, without legal representation and resulted in Maine taxpayers being required to spend, quote, hundreds of thousands of dollars in outside attorney fees. Mal Leary has long been following the simmering dispute between the governor and Mills. He joins us now from the State House. Mal, how you doing?
How you doing, Nora?
Good. So what is going on? What's the governor alleging in this abuse of power lawsuit?
This goes back. It's interesting we have the immigration rally in Portland this evening because this goes back to the two immigration orders that have come out from President Trump. The governor wanted to file an amicus brief, and he wanted the attorney general to write it for him. Well, the attorney general, as we know, had intervened on the other side of the first immigration order that the president had and had joined in an amicus brief that said that it was wrong and should be overturned, which, of course, the federal court in Hawaii did put a stay on that immigration order. But what the real issue here is, he wanted the attorney general to provide the legal representation to him. Well, she doesn't have to do that. And she instead offered to say, to allow him to hire his own attorney to file this amicus brief. The governor declined and said that it should be paid for by her office, not his office. So the real crux of this appears to be who pays to file an amicus brief in a lawsuit. Now, again, amicus brief is simply a friend of the court brief. You're adding your opinion to those of others that are arguing the actual merits of the case before a court.
Okay, so this lawsuit was just filed a little while ago this afternoon. What does Attorney General Mills say about it?
Well, the Attorney General was caught by surprise. She had not been served with the lawsuit, copy of the lawsuit. In fact, she received her copy through the media. She was not happy about that, as you might guess, and she read the governor's complaint that was filed by a private attorney. And she told reporters just a few minutes ago that she really doesn't see what he's talking about.
Sounds like much ado about nothing, frankly. We've told him if he wants to take a position in these suits, how to do it at no cost to the state of Maine, no cost to the taxpayers. Instead, he has hired a lawyer to draft and file an 11-page complaint arguing about what?
Okay, so she does not think much of the suit. What's the next step?
Well, the next step is the governor has filed the suit, so the attorney general will respond to that lawsuit in Superior Court. This has the potential for going on for months before it's finally resolved. And undoubtedly, whoever fails in this lawsuit in the Superior Court will take it to the state Supreme Court, the law court. What's interesting there is the attorney general released a whole group of letters back and forth between her and the governor and the governor's office, in which she clearly laid out the process by which he could go out and hire a lawyer that she would approve, which she has to do under state law. And the real issue still boils down in all of these letters to who's going to pay the legal fees for the lawyer. The attorney general saying it's not a legitimate expense for her office. It should be picked up by the governor. She also released a 1989 state law court opinion in which it clearly gives broad discretion to her office, to whoever holds the office of attorney general, to decide which cases they will become involved with and which cases they will authorize for an independent counsel to be hired. The numbers of those are great. There's a great number of them across state government. For example, in workers' compensation cases, a lot of outside attorneys are hired and authorized, and they're paid for by the Workers' Compensation Board, not by the Attorney General's office.
Okay, well, confusing. I'm sure we'll be following up on that, and it'll probably be even more twisty and turny as time goes on. Thank you so much, Mel.
Thank you, Nora.